Last week marked 40 years since John Lennon's murder. The Beatles star died after being shot near his home in New York. And tonight we hear from a surgeon who tried to save his life. News Nation reporter Jeff Kulikowski has the details.
This is stat to the ER. So I go down to the ER directly, and I say, what's going on? They say, we have a gunshot wound to the chest coming in, period.
David Halloran was a resident working that night at Roosevelt Hospital in New York City.
Several minutes into this, maybe 10 minutes or so, someone says, hey, that looks like John Lennon. And I said, no, it's not John Lennon. It can't be John Lennon.
I've talked with Dr. Halloran, now a Syracuse surgeon, a couple of times about this night, the last 5 years ago, on the 35th anniversary of Lennon's death. Others have taken credit for being the person who tried to save Lennon's life, but Halloran, who stayed quiet about it for years, knows the truth.
There's some memories that stay with you forever, and these are pretty crisp memories.
And when Dr. Halloran had pronounced him, and the ER kind of gets very quiet, we have to have music in the emergency room always. And they were playing Imagine, and we were like, oh.
Not only a superstar, but one of the most influential and iconic figures in pop culture, dead at age 40. A person who changed music and popular culture as we knew it, but also a devoted husband, here in Syracuse in 1971 to support his wife's artwork. But on this night, 40 years ago, he was just a patient at Roosevelt Hospital in New York City. I hope someday you'll
join us. I think the world's a little less because John Lennon was taken from us.
On the man who pulled the trigger, Mark David Chapman, is still behind bars. Earlier this year, he lost his 11th bid for parole.